stars, so many stars. Monday night,
keep your eyes open and your wallet in your front pocket. Prison chef, ghost and I, shows the profit.
Shows your cash how to rhyme.
Prison chef, ghost and I, niggas is the profit.
It's only like 5% out of 100. Do it, baby.
Through the lights, cameras in action, glamour glitters and gold. I unfold the scroll, plant seeds to stampede the glow when I'm deceased. But then the beast arise like yeast to conquer peace, leaving savages to roam in the streets. Live on the run, police paying me to give him my gun. Trick my wisdom with the system that imprisoned my son. Smoke a gold leaf, I hold heat nonchalantly. I'm graunchy, but things I do is real, it never haunts me. Wow, funny style, niggas rolling a pal. Booster heads profile on a bus to Rikers Ave. Holding weed inside they pussy with they minds on the pretty things in life. Props is a true thug's wife, it's like a cycle. Niggas come home, some are going through a bullet, come back, do the same shit again. From the womb to the tomb, presume the unpredictable. Guns salute life rapidly, that's the ritual.
Perhaps bullets bust, niggas discuss mad money, true lies and white guys. We can see it through the eyes, catch the most on tape. Kilos disintegrate, Pyrex pots we break. Fiends licking plates, in the building, niggas building. Like little children staring, the older niggas ain't caring. Sirens circling, fiends are lurking in your baggage. Oh, one's gone now, what? Smack him in his cabbage in the woodwork. Crack sales bubble like Woolworths in the projects. Richest niggas rocking all the real work. Police questioning, rooftop cats investing in, trading in they Lexuses. GS is sending messages. 2 and 2 makes 4, crystals crazily poor. Gun wars, my crew fail them like swords.
With the green levers, 100-pound snakes and cakes. Fiends found the lakes, jealousy jakes. We shake what I strive for is what I live for. Infatuated by material thing in this wildlife for war life somewhere over the rainbow. I see a big pot of gold, future stacks so I hold thousands of cracks bagged up inside the shoebox. Don't keep Jack in my lap, don't wanna see Tupac. Got 2 spots of new lock, fluttering rocks, shootouts making me hot. Crooked cops, bad Tony in the ball drop. In and now I'm banging niggas for slot time. Hurry up, Duke, I'm next show line. And what the fuck is you looking at? By the way, young blood, hit me off with that green day hat. Watch it back inside the hall. New niggas slide through like doors, yo. They're staring in the mess on your adrenaline run. Cigarette niggas be swindling. New jack surrendering. Come home not remembering. Made bail with different size kicks on. A white dress shirt. Looking gay in the yard. And you got hurt. Flashbacks for the day room. Mop bringing style. Your faggot ass got bashed. Trying to turn it down. You told your boo you was wildin'. Once you heard Wu, out of the blue. Your family's from Shaolin. High class cooks. Throw on vests out of phone books. Infirmary niggas are screaming. I got juice. Sharpen toothbrushes, 190 mix with baby oil and shit. Your man's in the kitchen stashing ice picks. While I'ma end this with a big red cherry on top. Me, Nas, and Ray got the best product on the
train,
block.
My whole team is hanging off of this new shit. Good shit, nigga. Next time, don't know what
whatever your
shit. Keep your eyes open and you're wildin' in your front pocket. Prison ghost and chef on and Nas, niggas in the way.
Ew. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We are live here, Brooklyn. Wait. Yay. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Butt, Sweat, and Beers live here on RadioFreeBrooklyn.com. That's RadioFreeBrooklyn.com. I'm here and I'm your host. My name is Remick. I'll be here between 7 and 8, taking you all the way to the top of the hour for Ear Hammer with Ramel. Boom. Until then, we're going to have some fun. We're going to talk some things. We're going to get some things off our chest. We got some guests in the studio. Guests, speak up in this test.
That would be Voodoo Vega in the house. Voodoo Vega in the house.
Oh, there you go. Boom, boom.
I don't have a cool name. I'm Noah. It's nice to meet you.
Oh, that's okay. Noah's
my little brother-in-law.
Shout out to Noah and shout out to his arc. It's amazing. It's a boom. Two
Noah
at a time. How's
the,
that thing
the
working
future.
Out?
That's who that guy is.
Noah's the future.
He's a current Howard University student, the real HU.
Oh, yeah, it's hilarious.
Excuse the sniffles. I'm allergic to my brother-in-law's cat. So,
oh, there's that. Oh, wow. Shout out to Duppy Cat. Yeah, Duppy but... Cat, dumb.
Too bad, bro.
I see Duppy Pun Corner. I run to them. See, meow, 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 meow.
Anyway, let's get some business out the way first. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to RadioFreeBrooklyn.com. If you would like to sponsor a show on RadioFreeBrooklyn.com, log on to RadioFreeBrooklyn.com. On that website, you will see a couple of tags at the top of the screen, which will show you where you can go ahead and place your information so that you can either subscribe to, either you can underwrite a show. You can either underwrite on Radio Free Brooklyn, or if you'd like to just set up some sponsorship, by all means. Once again, just log on to RadioFreeBrooklyn.com. And thank you for listening to Freeform Radio. Hey, okay, boom. Moving forward, it is Wednesday.
Hump day.
Yeah, hump day all day. That's right. Get the humping in, folks. That's right. Because shit's fucking crazy. Anyway, my illustrious guest. What's going on out there? Anything?
Not much, man. Railing the streets.
All right, bro.
Railing the streets, working every day.
How are you, young Noah?
I'm doing pretty good, actually. I've just been exploring and sleeping. That's been the extent of my stay in New York.
That works.
I went to the upside of Manhattan the other day. It was terrifying.
Okay.
Like, you know, where like 77th Street?
Upper okay, East Side. Old money. Scared of the it was like the hood of the Upper East Side.
Exactly. Wow. Because I've walked around Canarsie by myself before. It's not a problem. I've never been more terrified.
What? You never seen like seven Jewish old ladies walk up on you?
Oh, my God. And I was like, I'm about to get shot. That was really what was going through my mind.
It happens.
Like, it was just this young white lady with like her Trader Joe's bag walking down the middle of the night. I was like, she's got the shot.
She might.
Right there.
She'd have killed you with like, six pieces of edamame or something like that. Exactly. Had she, I'm just saying. It was out there. It's out there.
Had a real serious soy allergy, right? It's not a joke.
My bad. Well, like, she probably knew this. She smelled you coming. That's what it is. Nah. It's real out here, my friend.
Oh, my. Are we good?
Yeah. Now you're better. Ooh, yeah.
Killing it.
Oh, yeah.
That's okay. Don't be afraid of speaking to the mic. It's okay.
I try.
There you go. Boom. Turn my headphones up.
What's up with you, though, brother? How you feeling, man?
I am well. I'm just kind of taking it easy. We're now in August, and I was like, oh wow, the summer does it does move faster. When you get older, it just moves a little faster, I think. You know what I'm saying? Like when you're a kid, you're like, but when you're older, you're like, man. July was like probably like two cups of coffee, pretty much. That was about it.
It flew, man. I tell you, it flew.
It did.
I've only been to the beach once. I got to get my ass back out there, man.
Y'all have beaches up here, too.
Yeah, there are beaches. What? Well, I mean,
we're
not fancy like Miami or anything like that. We don't do it big, but we do it. You know what I'm saying?
As long as you're doing it, that's great. Yeah. I just assumed like the beaches up here have they've got to be
crack infested.
Exactly. Yeah, I was thinking crack rocks probably.
No, that's mostly
sand. Yeah, we combed all that stuff all the way to like the Rockaways. Now, the thing is, the Rockaways, there's some things going on out there. That's I can't necessarily promise you that you're going to come out alive. It's the Rockaways thing. Like, this is, we're post Giuliani, and I still can't promise you like you're going to be okay in the Rockaways.
No, you can't. No,
I can't.
That's a whole different world.
There are only two places in New York I can't necessarily promise your safety. One, East New York, and two, the Rockaways. I don't know. You know what I'm saying?
It's the Thunderdome down there, isn't it?
Shit goes down. That's all it is. There are certain places gentrification cannot reach. You know,
too far.
This is just way too far.
Underestimating gentrification.
No,
crazy.
You try to put a cheese shop and some Bikram yoga down by the Rockaways and talk to me in about, 2 days. See what happens. You see what happens. Ain't nobody showing up there. You're going to be all right. Anyway. Just
waiting on that Starbucks.
Yeah, waiting on that Starbucks indeed. Anyway, so topics of the day. We want to, I was so happy when this guy showed up. But apparently he's left the administration of the 45 Savage. That's right. We're talking about your former favorite White House communication director, my former favorite White House communication director, Anthony Scaramucci. God.
They call me Big Booch.
Oh, Scaramucci. That's a good. That was good though.
That's actually how he started. Like each press briefing, is he starts with that.
He should have came. He should have came in with like a track jacket and everything like that. A thick Rick Ross like beard and everything. Yeah.
That's his next venture. Is working with Rick Ross. They're collaborating.
It's like, oh, Scaramucci.
Can't
like,
stop his hustle.
Yeah, he's coming out with a new album. This fucking guy. There you go. Let's go. That's right. Be on the lookout for this fucking guy this fall. So Scaramucci, after 10 days serving as the White House communication director, was kicked out due to the fact that the incoming White House chief of staff just wasn't having it. So in order to just reset the button, Scaramucci came in, pretty much pushed out Sean Spicer, and Scaramucci did everything in his might, in his Italian will, in inside of his balls to kick out Rince, who the fuck are you, Priebus, you know? And he did. So Rince Priebus was out of there. Scaramucci was living on the fatherland. His balls was on like the Lincoln couch and everything like that. And then everybody was like, wow, he's done great work. Look at him. He's so solid. The Donald was happy. You know, the kids were happy. You know what I'm saying? Vladimir Putin, who knows?
Loved it.
You know what I'm saying? And then somebody said, like, hold on. My kids can't even read what the hell you put in what you put in this New Yorker article. Because that the New Yorker article was the one that threw him off the edge.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because
that was an off the cuff remark. It wasn't something that somebody
That was a whole lot of off the cuff remarks. Yeah. First of all. Because when you,
but it was just something they caught on a live mic, right? That's what happened.
It wasn't even a live mic. These were quotes, and he was.
And quote me that cocksucker.
That cocksucker.
And I quote, you can go fuck himself.
He can go fuck himself two times and stick himself where the sun don't shine. I will stick him there myself right before I shiv him in the front. This fucking guy.
Priebus. The end. Done. That's it. Done.
Priebus.
He said, "If I see you in the street, I'm slapping the shit out you."
He's like, "Please know this. What? My balls have a meeting with your face. Do you understand this, my friend? Okay. Oh my God. I loved the mooch. I mean, I was
really excited for the future.
Because I was like, man, we're losing Spicer. I like because the thing is, Spicer is a different animal. Spicer was like Porky Pig. He was so nervous and everything like that. You know, all these because how can you like?
He had his own trauma. I did like. Well, did we like Spicer or did we like him more because of Melissa McCarthy?
Yeah, I think Melissa McCarthy helped it out.
I think that really is what made it like. Yeah, I like this guy.
Yeah, he was.
I can't wait to. For
clarification, I hate them all.
No. It's a shit show. We've agreed.
It's like, still entertaining at the end of the day.
Yes.
It's free entertainment.
Yeah. It's free entertainment.
I mean, yeah, it costs at the us White House. Lives.
Yeah, no. I live in D.C., so I'm looking at the sky, like, real terrified every day, because I'm like, wow, these niggas really are, like, in charge. It's not a good look. It's really not a good look
That's
for me.
That's right.
Like, y'all are, like, a good 4 or 5 hours away.
Yeah,
I'm out here.
The hood don't get bombed.
Exactly. No one's coming for Brooklyn out here.
They're probably coming for Brooklyn. New Brooklyn they are coming for. Downtown, you know, right, downtown.
It is real nice down there.
Yeah, downtown Brooklyn. I guess certain blocks of Best Side will get like.
They're not coming for Ralph Avenue. Ralph Avenue, Canarsie. I think Utica is somewhat safe. I mean, as long as you've got a White Castles near or around your block, you're good to go, in my opinion. You know, but if there's a Chipotle close to you, like, you need to run.
Because
I'm just saying. There's some things going on out here in these streets.
That's not good.
Yeah.
That's not a good look.
Oh, my God. But Mooch served 10 days as White House press secretary. And the thing is, he broke a record because the last White House press secretary, the White House communications director served, who had the shortest record was 12 days. And that was under Reagan. Oh, and then back in the day, I can't even remember his name and everything like that. But apparently, that dude had to step down because it was found out that he was a member of the Hitler Youth.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah, that's right. That's
like, what, voluntarily, though? It's just, the Hitler Youth. Hitler you know who else is part of the Hitler Youth? The Pope.
The okay. Pope was part of okay. the Hitler Youth. But he okay. stepped, exactly, the former Pope the was former part of the Hitler Youth.
He stepped
youth.
Down, though. He's like,
he
exactly.
What? After how many years? So hey, what?
This
he
is true.
Big deal. He still got the freaking white cloak.
This
he
is
still
true.
Did it.
Yeah,
he's still poked up.
He still gets the yeah. He's got the little pope. He's got his pope condo. He still wears his Pradas. You're absolutely right. You yeah. know what I'm saying? True, true, true.
Those pope These heels were bloody. Shoes. Exactly. Those pope shoes were bloody as hell. He was killing it. I'm gonna be honest. He was our freshest pope.
Jesus, red Pradas. Blood shoes.
He was chilling.
Blood of Jesus Christ.
Blood of Jesus Christ. Roll on these Pradas. Oh. On fleek with my
that
popeness.
Those shoes were fucking fly shit. I totally forgot about that. That's one thing that...
Those
you know,
shoes look like red toms,
Pope,
if I'm being real.
Like, at the time, about? I was like, damn, those shoes are dope, yo. Yeah. What are those?
Where can I get those?
What? They're specially made.
Yeah. They're specially
they're
made?
They're specially made. He gets outfitted. Like, yeah. There's a tailor comes in. They, you know, you can't buy off the rack if you're the Pope. Come on, son. Like,
those are the 2015 popes.
Yeah,
I feel like the current Pope. The current, I can see the current Pope
they
shopping
come
at Ross.
In a box that's the shape of the Ark of the Covenant.
Yeah. Somebody comes in, they like start singing Gregorian chants and gives it to you. This is a heart for you. Place with them in a...
Swag out in peace, my son.
Yeah.
Swag out in peace.
Oh, my God. Yeah, they fit you. They're like, you know, boom, somebody fits you. Like, but the Pradas, the Prada makes those for them, for the Pope.
I wonder what the Pope is doing, like the former Pope is doing now. He's just got to be chilling.
He's chilling, beating off, you know what I'm saying? Whatever.
Catching up on his shows.
Yeah, you know, probably, you know, looking at those little boys, whatever.
They go to South America.
Yeah. He is down in Argentina living it the fuck up.
He's getting it in. He's getting it in with the little boys, allegedly. Look, I'm just saying. Just want to wrap up on this Scaramucci thing.
You know who's the biggest loser out of that?
What's that?
Whoever was practicing all goddamn week to play that dude for SNL.
On Saturday night.
That dude is tight.
So apparently.
He is sick. He is tight.
No, you can still do it, though. You can still. It's just the last bit.
You can't, you know, it's only going to last just this one.
One show.
That's real.
Because it was like Mario Cantone came out. He did something. I saw it on Twitter where he was like in front of like a... some kind of wax figure of Trump, Mario Cantone. Somebody said Joe Piscopo was gonna play. I was like, oh my god, Joe Piscopo. They were gonna dust off Joe Piscopo, you know? Because Joe Piscopo is like sitting somewhere, like scratch tickets, talking about.
He was waiting. He knew they were gonna pull him out the rafters. He was doing those thug push-ups, those thug pull-ups.
He's doing. Like, he's like
off the side of a lamp post, just like
he's doing that good HGH and everything like that. He's
exactly.
Probably, he's got like one good facial. One good facial like pull back to do and everything like that, and he's like, look, I will be good for prime time in the fall, you know. But all that was laid to waste. Oh, Scaramucci, you ruined Christmas for everybody, man. Oh, but I loved you when you were there. Oh, this
fucking guy.
Oh my, Scaramucci, was it missed the birth of his kid?
Divorced from his wife. He sold his company off.
10 days.
Yeah,
most people don't even live that much in like 10 years. Like, yeah, think about was, that. That dude.
He was real ready for
he
it.
He went hard
he was
in the
in.
Paint.
He, was all in, like,
he went
exactly. This nigga pushed his chips off into the center.
All
of the table.
In. I pushed this right here for the Don. Like, I do this for the family. Ew.
Like this fucking guy. Oh man, I was appreciate because the thing is. Losing a guy like Spicer, but getting a guy like Mucci, I'm like, oh my god, this is about to get funny.
It seems like only people that do, besides Comey, the only people that do keep their jobs are the ones that don't suck Donald Trump's dick.
Oh yeah, that's right.
As much.
No.
Sessions sucks that dick.
I mean,
doesn't he want to leave?
No.
Sessions, you know what it is?
He ain't leaving unless he gets fired.
Think about this. This is somewhat like a game of chess. Sessions can't leave the board because if he does, Donald Trump is now fully exposed. Because now he's fully exposed. Yeah, because it's pretty much an admission of guilt for him to get rid of him too. Like now, his whole party will now come after him because it's only the Democrats who are being vocal. But thing is, now the Republicans are going to be like, "What the hell was that?" And then once they turn on him, It's over. Someone's burning down the house after that.
See, you say that, but he's been shitting in the bed for the past couple months.
Well, he's
now.
Been pissing in the bed and having Horace piss in his mouth while he's in the bed. So there's
but
that.
But that's when he's in Russia. When he gets back home, it's
maybe he does have domestic rules, and maybe he likes imported piss more than the domestic piss. You're absolutely right.
It's colder in Russia.
Exactly.
That's right. This is the
you
black.
You need to stay warm there. That's why you hire Russian.
This is black forest piss that goes well with the caviar and everything.
Salty. It's nice, the
brininess of it all. Oh man! But shout out to you, Scaramucci, wherever you are. You gave us 10 days of fun. Oh my God, he was the Bobby Shmurda of that White House. Think about it. He gave us one good hit.
He gave us hot nigga. He dipped. And then the feds came for him. That's exactly what happened.
He is the Bobby Shmurda of that White House, yo.
Shout out to Bobby Shmurda.
Oh, shout out to Bobby Shmurda. You going to be all right, man. It's like what?
threw away the goddamn key.
I think he said he's got 3 more years or something like that? Hopefully.
Only three more years. 5'2", he'll be
alright. I feel like no one's fucking with Bobby Shmurda in the joint league.
Five.
I feel like he's going to come back looking 20 years old.
Oh, Bobby Shmurda? Yeah, Bobby Shmurda is going to look like Rock from, he's going to look like Charles S. Dutton. Remember when he was playing Rock? Yeah,
Let's all hope that when he comes back, though, he has some fire to drop. Like,
we hope.
Hot nigga part two.
That's right.
And you know what? I'm gonna dance to it. I'll hit that shit real quick.
Yo, it's wild. Yo, oh my God. Anyway, let's see. I'm gonna drop a little De La Soul. We're gonna come back after the break. Break up our next. What's the name? Subject. Keep it locked here.
RadioFreeBrooklyn.com.
Wanna bring it to my face, man, you're cordially invited, cause I've sighted. You possess no science in your thinking, so I'm gonna
devil.
You're blinking, fingers be pointing, and leaking, falsifying the stink. You think I'm pink, I bleed liquid in shades of thought and think. And in this corner be the hush. So play your William Rose, cause at the sound of the bell, my circle square controls. And all MCs best sweat, we bring a bucket to ease. So don't fret, kid, I let you lick the love I secrete. Yo, even my foes give me bravos, and that shows total domination in this rhyme complicated. Yeah, the skill is essential. Walk the womb with the mic, and in the days of the nipple and breast, I knew the yes, y'all, and was the calling. Clearly not for the gap. For combat, I bring a bag of my rhymes for the stack.
Pluck one of a kind for your people's delight, and for your sucker MCs. Step to your knees. Ain't no second thought to know your thoughts are from Orion. I can tell that you a devil by them rhymes you're designing. Your play doggish tactics can't fuck with my facets. Just because you talk all that Glock shit don't mean you can rock shit. Your identity's on freeze. Just a former protozoa trying to cross them seas. See how horse riders getting shot by the sheriff, cause nobody's safe for crimes. And even all your skirts need a checking in your upstairs attic, cause Mason smacking hoes if hoes is starting static. Now it ain't all good when your jam goes wood, so as a deterrent, I use mental current. Got them brothers shook, peep the look coming out of their face, cause they all catch a bruise from the hits we make.
Your fame and caution be lifted as magnets. Legends never die, but they can't get shot and killed. Ain't nothing clearer when you're battling them seeds you once imitated in the mirror.
The same status I heard, the same nothing. My ears fears the faulty locks, trying to lock down my stocks. But I earn more than your menudo or your voice to men. While the syndrome keeps you immune to frequencies I send. Fresher than a sniff off Avenue J and 5th. I identify with your rhythm, but I exist for more than just the bends, some ends. I'm cutting off my friends to keep a smile, calcium, mile, and grain. Let me tell you a little something about the self.
Tell us.
I be a piece of the East Coast, so give a toast to Pluck. Wonder why back in the day who soaked his words in ginger. So when I ran a phrase in June, you didn't catch it till December. I'm a member of them kids from the inner city, giving you kiddies audible treats. You be aching for making more money than a pagan holiday. Not from the PJs, yet I still got something to say.
Say what, man? You glitter like a diamond grenade. Fold the cameo spot, you trots the fool's parade. Your acrobats flip the stargazing map. For all of that, you'll be the first to place. You ran it all to a waste, and all the style that you bring.
Gotta make next bend,
you gotta rip it from the start.
When the beats come in.
Oh, When the beats come in, shout out to De La Soul. Oh, so boom. Great. That was one of my favorites. Off the Stakes is High. Boom. It's called Down Syndrome. Boom. Welcome back to Butt, Sweat, and Beers live here on RadioFreeBrooklyn.com. Yay. Woo. We just finished up the Moochie Minute. Oh, my God. Shout out to the Mooch, wherever you are. You know what I'm saying? I hope you're having a cannoli on the rest of America. I wish you well, sir. Nothing but the best. Nothing but the best, I tell you. This guy. This freaking guy. Anyway, if you wish to call in and chime in on whatever we're talking about, you can call in at 718-928-9732. 718-928-9732. We'll be here to the top of the hour talking some trash. Boom. Next topic of conversation. Let's talk about white privilege, my friends. White privilege. Wow. Hey.
So
white
nice.
Power. Woo. Good
white
time.
Power.
White power. Oh, God. Oh, my God. You know, I tell you. So the Department of Justice. I can't even call it the Department of Justice when I see the Keebler elf in charge, Jeff Sessions, as the attorney general.
Oh, God.
He is, yo, that dude is hilarious, yo. This is, you know, this was his dream job. This was his
to
dream
job. Take out affirmative action? That is his wet dream.
Oh, my God. He's been thinking about this. He's been skeeting and waiting for, like, all his skeet to hit the tops of, like, the heads of Harlem Globetrotters everywhere. It's like, this guy.
Just to get caught in someone's afro.
Exactly. He's like, I got you. Look at that. Boom. Yeah, work that in your skin like lotion. You're good now.
He
Boom.
Sits at night and he's like, how can I use the word nigga in my next address? I'm sure. I feel like Attorney General Sessions.
Got his interns trying to figure out, just say the word nigga. Just say it. You mean to tell me there's no way to say it? Come on now.
Exactly.
You said it when the doors are closed. The doors are open now. Go ahead. You're Attorney General. Make it happen.
Come on now.
Look, boom. And like you can say it. Don't let your top lip quiver. You don't have no top lip. You know what I'm saying? Like, boom. It's okay. Just make it happen. So according to the Department of Justice, Civil Rights Division is looking for lawyers, according to an internal memo obtained by the New York Times. And the Times is reporting that the memo indicates the undertaking would be headed by their political appointees. So what they're doing is the Department of Justice is looking for lawyers who wish to fight for cases where they feel that white students were discriminated against in certain colleges and universities across America within their admissions process. And I was like, I'm sorry. Are you trying to sprinkle more white privilege on us? Is that what it is? Because this is hilarious.
No, it seems like it's is it surprising? Like, is this something that you're like, oh, wow, really? This administration is going to do that?
No.
They're so cool.
You're right. You know what? Are you right? I'm not surprised. I'm more so like, what took you so long? You know?
Exactly. It's like, they're how many months in at this point? And they're like...
It's only six.
That's too late.
Yeah, pretty much.
Come on.
But you know what? They're doing it right during the summer, right before school starts.
School starts.
So there's that.
That's smart. Like a episode of what's that shit? Black Mirror. that's what we're in. We're in an episode of Black Mirror.
Okay, I can see that.
I always figured it's like the type of thing where, like, you know how people go back in time. To change something. Someone went back in time, like, just to, like, see, like, their grandparents meet or some shit, and them doing that ended up with Donald Trump being the president. I gotta go back. Change that. This shit. And now, like...
They changed the spelling of the Bernstein beer. Bears.
The Bernstein beers.
You ever heard that theory?
The Bernstein beers? I've never seen that theory. No.
There was a theory. You know, white people crack. You find on the internet. This is like a thing. Like,
they've got a lot of time on their hands.
That people our age, millennials or older, feel like the Bernstein bears were always spelled a certain way. I forget what the fuck it was. Maybe S-T-E-I-N at the end.
Like, yeah, is that
like
not
Jewish last name? Yeah. But apparently it wasn't. It was spelled a different way, and everybody just misremembered it. Sort of like that whole shit where everybody feels like Sinbad was a genie at some point, but he wasn't. But everybody remembers this movie.
Yeah,
like they swear on their moms that they did. Like, no, he was a fucking genie. No. I synced it. It's like that's the theory that somebody went back in time, fucked some shit up, and things got subtle things got tweaked in the timeline.
for the record, Sinbad, for my opinion, never. From what I remember, Sinbad never played a genie.
He should have.
I remember him dancing on stage, and he was rocking some hammer pants, which made him look genie-like.
Exactly.
But that's about it.
I could see him like crossing his arms like back to back with some white kid as a genie. Yeah. Like he should have really been the one playing the genie in Shazam.
He should have. Like you know, Shaq did kill that. Shaq did kill that. That was an Academy Award-winning role for Shaq. Yeah. He got robbed.
He got robbed because of white privilege.
That basically.
Anyway, like, back to the white tears.
Yeah. So, but this is going to go after cases like, especially at University of Texas at Austin. There was a student who had claimed that she couldn't get in due to the fact that there was that University of Texas
too
Austin
many black people was at yeah University was, of Texas
right
really
and I was like
was she like applying to like. To the football team? Is that it?
I do like, not understand. Like
she was like, but I want to be quarterback. And these just because they're black.
What's the problem?
Exactly. I don't get it.
Well, like, it's the numbers. See, you ran a 6.2 in the 4-yard exactly. dash. He ran a 4.4.
Jarmel is really killing it. Like I can't. There's
see
nothing.
How much he's killing it right now.
You can play badminton. We're missing a couple of badminton players. How about that? No,
nah. She's trying to ball.
Yeah, I guess. She's
trying to fucking.
Well, you can shuttlecock. I mean, you can cock. I'm sorry, that's right. But the Department of Justice, who usually has who pretty much like has a it's set up where they do go after discrimination of admissions practices that the Department of Education would kick back to them.
Yeah,
and they pretty much go after those cases. But now, you know, they're setting up. But it's almost like is the Department of Justice versus the Department of Justice.
Yeah.
Because it's like, wait. You mean you can have two squads up in here? You know what I'm saying?
Red versus blue.
You know?
Fish versus blood.
You know, you can't do this. You know, you can't put the Jets and the Sharks in the same damn squad. Like, it doesn't work like that, man. It doesn't work. Like, this is all Jeff Sessions. You can smell it. So that dude was walking with, like, a Confederate Army, like, uniform one day at work. I swear to you. And no one would blink. And it'd be like, everybody would be like, you know, that looks good on him.
Is it Dressed Down Friday? I didn't know it was Dressed Down Friday. Yeah. Did they bring that back?
Yeah, he's like, oh, is that you who double parked the two white horses out there? Oh,
exactly.
I did not
you
know.
With your carriage? Who's that young black gentleman at the front?
his name is Jamal, but you can call him Toby.
You can call him Toby.
Toby. He's Toby
he
all
day
long.
He gets paid to be called Toby.
Yeah. Exactly.
This is weird. Like,
below minimum wage. Yeah.
But going out
in America,
he gets paid in experience.
But I want to talk to you. You know about this because you are current college.
I am a Howard University student.
Oh, look at you. Why you got
to
go drop it on people like that? I'll
just
tell
to
them
let
where you're
you
from,
know
son.
That I'm black in case you didn't know. I know it's a podcast.
Well.
Exactly.
It's not necessarily true. You could have been a white person.
I could because
who
affirmative action isn't a thing.
Howard. By white affirmative action.
By their whole, exactly.
What are you talking about? Hey, Rachel Dolezal.
She was a Howard alum. She's a
Howard alum.
Which?
Wait, hold on. No, not just Howard alum. A proud Howard alum.
Exactly.
A
proud black.
I'll put it like this.
Trans black Howard alum.
I'll put it like this. Oh, you know what? Because here's everybody put shade on Rachel Dolezal, and I'm going to keep fighting for Rachel Dolezal.
Oh, my God.
Because here's what I'm going to say. Like, who would you rather have at the cookout? Rachel Dolezal or Omarosa?
Come on now.
And scene.
Come on
good
now.
Good
come on
night.
Now. Oh, how about Nan one of them bitches?
Exactly.
Oh, look at that.
How
you
about
know what I'm
Nan
saying?
One?
Look.
How about Jeff Sessions? We bring Jeff Sessions.
No,
to
we
the
gonna bring no Jeff Sessions to the cookout. He's gonna burn the whole thing down and everything.
Because he's gonna which one of his boys is making the ribs bring it to the cookout. You know Jeff Sessions doesn't cook for himself.
Of course not.
White affirmative action is not a thing.
Oh my God.
No, white affirmative action is a thing.
It is. What? Oh, I mean like affirmative action hurting white people is not a thing.
That's not a thing.
Because the numbers. You're
exactly.
Right.
Specifically from the numbers.
Yeah. Like, the numbers just don't dictate it. Like, wait a second. You're talking about what? Blacks make up about what? 12-13% of the population. The amount of students going into like higher education who are minority and of color compared to like the majority of white students who across the country. Like, think about, like, if you just skew it like that, you're just gonna run into, like, wait a second, this is not a problem. Somebody's like somebody's just angry because they didn't get in and they want to blame somebody besides
themselves. But
this has been
ever since schools got desegregated. Ever since affirmative action came about, it's been this mythological fucking
right.
White wall all of a sudden now. All of a sudden white people are losing, like, they're losing white jobs, genocide. They're losing spots.
You don't thing. Like yeah, you just don't get it. Like, my thing is, you don't get, look, if you don't get into one school, there are other really good schools out there. Exactly. You know what I'm saying? You need to stop crying.
Maybe junior college is for you.
There are certain people that honestly believe these rural parts of the country that meet maybe a handful of black people their entire fucking lives. But it's an honest belief in to them that if they don't get into a college, it's because somebody else that was black or minority got in that was less qualified than them, but they had to fill a quota. And that's why they didn't get it.
I'm
going
to keep it a buck. I wish that was true. But I would love to take money out of your pockets.
I would love to have gotten to a college on the curve.
Exactly.
I'm like, what?
Yo, are you kidding me?
And like, what? I just took the spot and I took the money home. How about that?
Exactly.
And like, boom, I bought like 400 PlayStations for myself.
That is my dream job. To tell a white man I took your place?
I'm like, boom, congratulations.
Jonathan, get out.
It's not personal.
Exactly.
This was for my ancestors. Boom! There you go. But it's just ridiculous. I find the whole thing to be very Trumpian. This makes purpose under 45 Savage, which is what we're calling him. Like under 45 Savage, this makes perfect fucking sense. All of every move so far, you know, including our next topic about the immigrants. Oh my God, this is exactly where I thought this was going to be.
This is like a Black Mirror episode. Damn.
It is. It's a goddamn Black Mirror episode.
And none of them end happy.
It's on fast forward. It's not even exactly. At regular fucking speed. It's on fast forward times 16 or some shit. And it's like this jam-packed with shit every week.
Yes.
You can't even keep track of who's actually in the administration or not. You can't keep track of what laws are getting passed, which laws are getting dropped.
Nothing.
It's just, you know, because tweaks and changes. And we're sucking Russia's dick. Now we're not sucking Russia's dick.
No, we've been
which
sucking
one is,
Russia's
like,
dick.
Which one is
it's
it?
To a point where, like, we're only following the big stories. If your story doesn't even deal with the White House, like, every other small story, like, just bounces to the side. Like, there's a story about, like, the State Department is not fully staffed. The State Department needs to have a certain amount of, like, deputy directors, deputy secretaries in place. None of that shit has happened. It's been 6 months. And I'm talking about people are just sitting on the sidelines. This is hilarious.
Does anyone in the State Department even have a Twitter?
I mean, it's been taken away. You know, because exactly. It's been taken away. Like, they stripped down the State Department website has been stripped down. You can't even get certain information anymore. This is, we are getting into, like, some crazy shit now. It's becoming... It's almost like a Monty Python episode or some shit. This is getting ridiculous. Like, after a while, like, even white people are like, wow, this is strange. I've been telling you that since day one, motherfuckers. What is wrong with you? Like, I'm just saying. I was, oh.
Yo, Camille or Christina, I would love for you guys to call in. Camille was the gentleman that called in last time I was here.
Cut off and everything.
What was he talking about, R. Kelly or some shit?
I think we're talking about R. Kelly.
It was something he didn't call in about R. Kelly. It had to be something a little bit more important than that.
Might
have been R. Kelly.
I thought
because the Muhammad Ali reference. Yeah, it was R. Kelly.
Was it Kaepernick?
No, Kaepernick.
Kaepernick.
Yeah, Muhammad Ali and R. Kelly had nothing to do with each other.
Oh, the world's greatest? Like, wait.
That's about it. Yeah, so Camille, call in 718-928-9732.
There you go.
Or Wong, you call in too. One of you beautifully minded people of mine.
Yeah, so yeah, I like, my thing is this, so apparently they're setting up this whole, this agents, this part, the people who are going to go after these administration, these lawyers, they're being asked not inside the Department of Justice, but people outside of the Department of Justice who wish to go after these cases. So I'm like, Wow.
So man, it's like
they're fishing.
It's a come up party.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you could be like a little small fry lawyer and just jump on. This is
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
You know, nice opportunity.
It's like those mesothelioma commercials, but for like white people who are just upset.
Just angry. It's like,
do you not like black people?
It's like,
we'll call this hotline real quick.
Do you think they're uppity and they just jump way too much? How about that? Well, if you don't like LeBron James, like, please come on to this team. We'll make sure that his kids don't get into college until yours do. How about that?
I'm like, listen,
what? This is ridiculous. We are at full time dickheadedness into this administration. And guess what? The crazy part is, man, there's more to come.
Yeah, there's.
I can't believe this. I mean, all of it.
We're only halfway through the year.
The year.
Days are slow.
Halfway.
It's almost the gift that keeps on giving. Here's the thing. Me and Don kind of go back and forth about this because I despise the fact that he's the president. But Don is like, nah, this is good. This is good.
Oh, no, I called Don the night because I was in D.C. I was watching it. Like,
he was so
literally,
sad.
Literally.
I
never see the. You ever, like, you know what the saddest thing in this world is? Well, at least for me, the saddest thing I've experienced, besides certain deaths, obviously, death is sad. But the saddest thing I ever heard was a young man watching his future crumble in front of his eyes. Like, he was just, like, to hear that vocalized, like, I don't know, God.
I got nothing. What are we going to do?
But why? What are we going to do? Tell me what to do. I was like, yeah, bro.
It's like I pulled up to the crib and my house has just burned. And he is literally my insurance agent. Like, yeah, well, you know.
It was November the 8th, but it felt like 9/11. I mean, it just, I shit you not. It was the realest.
Yeah,
it was the realest shit ever. I was like, I know they didn't just let, really?
Oh, I knew.
I was like, y'all really?
I didn't think it was going to. I was honestly, listen, I was on that bullshit as well. I genuinely thought, wow, they're not really going to.
They're not going to let this happen.
They're not going to let this nigga.
It's like, really?
When was the last time you had two Democrats run back to back, win back to back?
Oh, it's been.
When was the last time that happened?
It's been a while.
When's the last time fucking Chester Cheeto's shit ran for president?
Like, yeah, yeah. Like seriously.
The fucking odds.
This isn't the first time he ran, right? Donald, he ran before and it didn't work out. Was this the first time he ran? I can't remember.
I'm gonna go with, like, I think this is the first time he ran. He might have ran like just on a whim or something.
On some bullshit like a couple years ago.
Right.
Then he dropped out.
Really yeah, quick. Yeah. And it was just like, whatever. But this, I kid you not, all the drinking in the world.
He's been talking about it for like 30 years, though.
The crazy thing.
People have been wanting him to run for 30 years. People have been saying Donald Trump for president.
My God.
These are like, the people that voted for him have been waiting for this for over 30 years. That's what you got to understand. It's not something that's out of the blue. He didn't just, he tapped into some shit for a lot of hate for these
people. Yes. Oh, yes.
Tapped into something very primal. But the people that voted for him, these old people that just refused to fucking die. They have been waiting for this nigga for 30 fucking years.
Yo,
shout out to Betty White.
No. Betty White's amazing. How dare you, sir?
No, but she's great.
Yeah, but
that was a genuine shout out. I love her.
But you're right. Like, there's these people who are just like, no, we just need to, and I don't know, this is the voice of those people. We just need to make America great again. I think we're just going on the other way.
How do you feel great? Do you feel great? I don't.
I'm just saying. 8 years and I gave my all. I tried for my grandkids and look what happened. I'm like, yeah, what happened? What? You mean we came back from the brink? Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like, people don't remember what 2007, 2008 looked like. Does anybody not remember? Like, it was the shit show. Like, come on. Are you kidding me? And then everybody wants to talk about, like, oh, well, you know, ISIS is being a. First of all, like, Osama bin Laden is dead. You're like, Al-Qaeda gone. All this shit. Whatever. Kiss my fucking black ass. Everybody wants to complain about, like, Barack Obama didn't do enough. First of all, you wouldn't allow him to be the angry black man because guess what? Shit would have got done then and you would have had to shut the fuck up. All right? But guess what? But you can't have that. You see? There you go.
Yo, Trevor Noah had something recently. I didn't watch the clip, but
my bad,
there was something on my Facebook feed that said, he said something to the effect that Trump is the black president everybody thought Obama was going to be. It's like, everything that Trump is doing is exactly what they said Obama was going to do.
Right.
Show up to shit late, fuck shit up,
ruined the economy.
Now I remember. You know what I'm
saying? Lie his ass off. Have his family in the White House giving mad jobs, free money to people for no fucking reason.
We got lawn chairs and broken down fucking cars shit. On the White House.
Calling the White House a dump.
He called the White House. The White House is
hiring foul mouth cabinet members. Oh my god!
Nearly enough chandeliers and golden silverware in that house for that man.
Yo, I swear to God. Yo, the White House is dump. The White House is the best. Like public housing in the history of America. Like wow. This is the best. That's what it is.
He kicked yet another black family out of public housing.
He kicked a black family out of public housing out of their 8 years of working hard and everything.
Hard work.
And then he kicked out Brock and the kids. Look at that. Like and what is Brock doing now?
He is living his goddamn life.
Right. That motherfucker's going hard.
That nigga is just living his life.
He don't give a fuck.
Yeah, flying the kite. He is glowing.
That man is glowing.
He has the same complexion that he came into the presidency with. Yes. He got pale.
He got real pale.
Yeah, for a while.
He's looking good.
He's seen some shit.
Exactly.
Yo, I swear to God, if you look at his face, you can, and if you just get really close, you can kind of hear it say, "I don't give a fuck, bitch." And as you can see, two middle fingers just rolling like, back at you. I
built my bunker 6 years ago.
I knew this shit was coming.
I knew he was next in line. I've been new.
America, I knew you couldn't have nice things.
Exactly.
Go fuck yourself. Michelle, get in the car.
Get in the goddamn car, Michelle.
We're going to the bunker this week. Sasha Malia, come on with me. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's over.
Him and his wife are enjoying their lives, walking around naked around the house.
And for all these flyover state motherfuckers, I do not feel sad for you. You allowed this dude to come in. Like, all the things that you thought, like, oh, well, we'll never let some city slicker with a nice suit and everything come in and talk this game and everything. Too late, motherfuckers.
I'd never been more pressed than when I saw, like, the state of Florida red. I was like, what the actual fuck? Like...
But what? The state of Florida is always red.
No, it fucking wasn't. They voted for Barack Obama twice.
Yeah, that's right.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah, it did happen. All right, well, that was an anomaly, and everybody knows that.
The state of Florida is always fucking stupid. They should know how to...
That was an anomaly. I did forget about that.
I was so goddamn impressed.
Yeah.
That's pretty bananas. But he did have Jeb Bush as a governor at that point in time, and he's not... the best, but he's also not the shittiest Bush.
He's not the shittiest.
As far as when it comes to like minorities and people of color, he's
no.
All right.
Yeah. Like I guess wait,
his wife's Mexican.
Yeah.
I was like, Jeb Bush, not the shittiest.
He wouldn't
have
been a bad president. Like, he would have been. I don't know. He's kind of shaky.
Have been as bad as Donald Trump.
Nobody could have been.
Nobody's gonna be as bad as
Trump,
this.
But,
like, come on.
Well,
man.
No, that's not necessarily true. I think Ted Cruz
would have been a dickhead.
Just as bad. It would have been just as scary.
Like, first of all,
I would have been just as terrified.
You ever seen a blobfish?
I can't even look at Ted Cruz's face. Yet.
That's what Ted Cruz's face reminds me of. Like, the sad, like, blobfish. Like, it's real pale gray.
Yeah, Ted Cruz looks like... He looks like the dickhead everybody wants to punch. You know what I'm saying?
That Dick Tracy guy.
Yo, man. He's just a fucking loon. Like, you're an asshole. Like, I loved the part when he went to the Republican convention and everything like that, and he was like, hey, if you don't feel like voting for him, you should vote for your heart. And everybody was booing him on stage.
That was the last real shit he ever did.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, well, jeez, Ted Cruz.
Because, like, Ted Cruz...
I'm just doing me.
Got shit on for months by Donald Trump.
He talked about his wife.
All right, so my homie Madison just chimed in. She said Pence and his backup men would be horrible if Trump got impeached, though. Here's the thing a lot of people don't know about impeachment. Bill Clinton was impeached.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean that you lose the presidency.
Right.
That doesn't mean that you're going anywhere.
Because after you're impeached, you know what I'm saying? They got to claim, like, was this criminal? And now if it's criminal, then they can raise criminal charges against
you. And that's
if
he doesn't pardon himself.
Right.
Because he wishes
can
he
you
can.
Pardon yourself?
Yeah, I mean, apparently, the lawyer is saying you probably could. It doesn't look good.
There's
though.
Nothing that says you can't.
Nothing that says you can't. But at the same time, like it hasn't been done. But it's not to say that it couldn't be done.
Right.
That's what they're saying.
So here's the thing: in order for us to have a clean slate, you would have to impeach and arrest. You know, throw people in jail.
Yeah.
From Trump all the way down to Speaker Ryan,
yeah,
and then maybe a couple people behind him.
But then
until
is like,
you get to somebody that's like, yeah, not a psychopath.
There's definitely like a shit show list of people that could possibly
like
be president.
Everybody has to be within this conspiracy,
right?
One time, because remember, if you chop off Trump, Pence. Then it's after that, it's Sessions,
no,
right?
No, Trump, Pence, Ryan, then Sessions.
Ryan, then Sessions.
Right. And the, was it? And then there's like the chief of staff, the new chief of staff, chief and all the staff. Yeah. So I was like, this, because it goes down. It goes down to a list. And my thing is like, you know, that's a whole lot of like waiting around to watch a ridiculous soap opera. My thing is, look, the resistance works in the sense that, hey, this is not Venezuela. You know what I'm saying?
Not to make light of what's going on over there. There's some real shit going on over there.
But it's but the thing is,
there's like real shit going on in Venezuela.
Shout out to Venezuela.
It's not a dictatorship. It's not necessarily a full on. It's not a marked down dictatorship where everybody doesn't have a choice to do what they need to do. Like having said all that, like, can't Donald Trump be pushed out the way? Great. Now the thing is, here's the thing. They were talking about the economy. They're talking about there's a couple of companies. Donald Trump is taking a whole lot of he's pretty much saying like, oh, because I'm in office, like I'm he's taking all of the accolades for the fact that the economy is going up for what it is. And economists are like, well, no, not necessary. This was going up since Obama. Actually, it's been that way. So the thing is, it's almost like, first of all, you know, for the government to take credit for what an economy does may or may not necessarily be true, because the thing is, the government doesn't run the economy. You know what I'm saying? It officiates an economy, but it doesn't do the day by day interactions of every company, right, or runs a section. So the thing is, for him to come out and say like, look what I did, I'm like, no, that's now you're a false prophet.
Well, it won't be the first nor the last time that a white man takes credit for what a black man does or invents, i.e. Yeah. Heart surgery, i.e. the light bulb, i.e.
Oh my God, yeah, the light bulb. Shit.
Traffic lights.
I.e. peanut butter.
I.e. peanut butter. I.e. most things that we need in this life.
Yeah, it's
the fucking super soaker.
I.e. Well, no, he gets
the super soaker. Yeah,
that's
super.
Only because there was TV and internet around. The
super soaker.
That's why he survived.
Yeah.
Otherwise, he would have got 20 years from now. He might not be the inventor anymore. The
super. Yeah. Our last topic of discussion. Deals with where were we? Oh, like, hold on. I'm all lost at everything. Like, does anybody remember the last topic of discussion? I'm over here lost.
Oh,
I was just so angry.
Was we gonna touch on?
Boom, boom, boom. Was it Jeff Sessions? No. Jeez, it was just at the top of my head over here.
The Charlamagne thing? Was that it or no?
No, it was more. What's the name? It was more Bush. It was because we were talking about
Bush or more Trump.
More Bush. I'm in poor Bush.
Oh, the immigration.
Immigration. Immigrants last. There we go.
That's right. Immigrants. So, and this I only caught like the tail end of it.
Yeah. So
from when I woke up from my nap.
I see. I see.
Something about that they're going to be looking to only accept immigrants who speak fluent English.
You know what?
That's gonna be a thing now.
Yeah, you know,
fluent English.
Apparently,
yeah. You can kiss my black ass on that one. Everybody needs to.
That's
calm
the
down.
New shit. Is that you got to speak English before you step in this country?
You know, that's more white manies. You know what? Yeah. Just enough. Everybody needs to stop this shit. Like,
that's fucking that's fucking stupid though, because that just makes more illegal immigrants.
Right.
Like,
yeah. It's like,
yeah.
What the fuck,
nigga? Like,
what are you doing? Like, oh my God. They're putting some new with like people trying to get what, their green cards or like their residentships and everything like that. I was like, this is kind of dumb. And at the same time, but I expect nothing more from you guys. So yeah, like, why did it take y'all this long? You know, like, okay, why don't you put on more stupider restrictions?
You know, maybe what it's going to be? I can tell you right now, I could flash forward, if something like that does get put into place, a flash forward a couple of years from now, what they're going to do is, how they're going to check if somebody's an illegal immigrant or not is whether or not they speak fucking English. If you don't speak English, they're going to assume you don't have your papers. That's going to give them a warrant to check your papers, and then they're going to deport your ass.
That's,
you know what I'm saying? That's what's going to end up happening there.
That's fucking,
you know what I'm saying? It's just an excuse, and it's a loophole.
The thing is, like,
English isn't actually, like, on the books, English isn't the official language. There is no official language in America. Like, that's not an actual thing.
No.
It's just the language that, like, white people spoke. Mm. So they were just like, yeah, fuck it. Like, just, what's the fucking problem with just having sticking to your fucking guns? Like, give me your tired, your poor, your huddled messes. Like,
right. I don't remember what that guy's name is, but he was arguing with this CNN reporter over at the briefing, the press briefing. And he was like, oh, well, you know, that poem, that wasn't put there until like 13 years after the Statue of Liberty came there. So,
oh, my fucking
God. Okay.
We're arguing.
The Emma Lazarus, here. Give me your tired, your poor, yeah.
He was like, that wasn't even there until like 13 years later, so that doesn't count.
That doesn't count. That's there.
Just, like, whatever.
That has nothing to do with the statue. He was like, no. He said the Statue of Liberty symbolizes us spreading liberty to
other
the world.
Places.
He had a torch faces out. I was like, what? I just never heard no shit like that. He's like, no. That has nothing to do with people coming in.
It's really
about
close
us spreading
to Canada.
Liberty to the world.
That's right.
And
thanks.
Everybody was like, what the fuck did he just say?
It's just.
He's like, yeah, he's facing that way. That's the world. That's the world.
See, this is why we need affirmative action.
Like, I thought he was facing Staten Island. Are you talking about Staten Island?
Exactly.
That's right.
Spread liberty to Staten Island?
Spread all the liberty all the way to Staten Island. There you go. Right.
That's where it stops.
Exactly.
Right there on Victory Boulevard. Right. That's it. That's the cutoff.
Right there in Stapleton. Right there in Stapleton and Staten Island. There you go. All of the love. All of the love, my friends. It's ridiculous. Oh, you immigrants.
Oh. Fuck you, Staten Island. I hate you. Just throw that out there.
Oh, God. Love Staten Island. Whatever.
So much.
Like, oh, what are you talking about? They're going to get a Ferris wheel, and there'll be another reason why I won't go to Staten Island. You know,
I just wish they were close enough for me to throw a rock at it. That's all I wish. I wish it was close enough for me to just throw a fucking rock.
Oh, my God. Copland.
Hey, fuck you.
Staten Island. Oh, my God.
Like, cocksucker. You cocksucker.
You fucking guys. I can't stand none of you. None of you. Anyway.
Cool.
Oh, my God. Folks, wrapping up the show tonight. It's been a wonderful, wonderful evening. I want to thank my guest, Noah.
Ooh,
like, boo! No.
I appreciate you, Ryan.
Anything you want to shout out, Noah? Anything you're doing? Anything, or just put out your
Shout out STEM. Go to school for science, technology, engineering, mathematics. We need more black engineers.
Yeah.
To participate in this affirmative action.
Nesby.
Exactly. Shout out the National Society of Black Engineers.
There you go, Nesby. Go do it. Oh.
Shout out Howard University.
Man,
send me my financial aid.
Oh,
do it.
But get my out. Paper before the start of the semester. Know this.
And a shout out my mom. She's probably not listening to this.
Hey, Mo.
Exactly. Hey, Ma.
It's okay. It'll be available on iTunes probably sometime within the week, actually. Yeah, so there you go. Boom. We'll be
all right. And yeah.
So there's that.
I think that might be it.
Voodoo.
Once again, thank you to RadioFreeBrooklyn.com. Wonderful chilling here with my boy Remy. As usual, I mean, check my wife's workout on Instagram, _pages_from_the_black_book, her Tumblr, nmcc-art.tumblr.com. If you're looking for some beautiful black art, support local artists. And follow me on Instagram, it's Mr_Voodoo, ITSMR_VOODOO.
VOODOO.
We also do closet cleanouts and fashion consultation.
Cool. And, you want to put out your information on the? Are you on the gram there, sir? Or did you?
I'm on the gram. Alexander_Camelton. If you're trying to stole it from a camel.
The youth.
Exactly. If you want to follow me on Twitter, it's Fat Kelly Price.
Oh, I have a Twitter. Ooh. I don't remember my Twitter.
It's mine is Fat_Kelly_Price.
What's my Twitter?
Voodoo. It has something to do with voodoo.
Fuck.
Also, shout out the city of Malibu.
I just got it.
Yeah, his wallet. I can't believe this. It's like, why do
just
I...
Just look up voodoo and then look for my face.
Exactly.
I have a cat on my profile. It's my cat. She's adorable.
Yeah.
My cat.
Shout out Penny.
Hey, my little baby girl. Yeah. My little niece, Penny.
Y'all, it's too much. Oh, yeah. Shout out to little Penny. Little Penny. That girl's adorable. Adorable, as they like to say. Oh, my God.
Y'all, shout out to my grandma that was in town.
Oh, shout. Did you ever go see? Did you go
I
see?
I did. I hung out.
Okay, all right.
We kicked it.
Man, you got to go see your grandma, man. They're like,
she went back home.
All right, cool. I just want
to shout out all those people in like the upper side of Manhattan that scared the shit out of me the other day.
Anyway, all right, folks, you've been wonderful. Stay tuned on RadioFreeBrooklyn.com for Ear Hammer with Ramel. I'm Remy. It's been wonderful. Happy Kwanzaa. Good night.
Peace.